Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle for Ask Greg, brought to you by DraftKings. And the 2021 basketball season's here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, has rolled out another one of their can't-miss offers. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new players 100-1 odds on any feature matchup this week. That's right. All you have to do is bet $1 on any featured matchup this week, and your team wins, you cash $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three. That means it's time to ask Greg. And you know what, Greg? Our Pewterware We Are mug giveaway was a great success. Everybody we shipped to loved it. Unfortunately, we are now out of those. But if you're interested, you can go to thetailgateclub.com and look for them if you want to buy one of those puppies. But now we are back to the KSN polo shirt. So I hope that's incentive enough to send your questions in to Ask Greg. All right. You ready, Greg?
I am.
All right. Let's start with this. We'll start with a tough one. Josh from Bradford County says, Greg, what are your three bold predictions for Penn State football in 2021? You don't need to give three of them. One or two will suffice.
Okay, so bold predictions in 2021. The most talked about player going into the year won't be a member of the current roster. It'll either be a grad transfer or a recruit that blows us away, and I think that will be a quarterback, fairly or unfairly. And, you know, we'll see if Penn State actually decides to go into the portal and get one. But if you're asking for bold predictions, that is one. You know, the other one is I do think that Brandon Smith is a guy that really showed some flashes down the stretch. And if we have a normal offseason, if he makes the jumps and improvements we expect him to, and if he continues to progress the way he has been, he is a guy, Jim, who I think could play at a Micah Parsons level or very close to it in 2021. So those are my two bold predictions. In addition to number three, which is that Drew Scruggs is going to be a starter for this Penn State offensive line, either at guard or center.
Those are very good. I'll just add to it, Greg. I think we are going to be surprised in the transfer portal, not just someone incoming, but I predict we'll be surprised about somebody outgoing also in the transfer portal.
Yeah, that's a fair point, Jim. I could see, you know, I was a little bit surprised that a number of guys didn't jump in there pretty much the second that the second that it became okay to do so. But we'll see some of those guys in there before long.
And remember, a lot of this stuff will happen pretty quickly because players will want to get to their new school for the spring semester. So that means they may have a couple weeks, but that's about it if they want to make that transfer for spring.
You know, Jim, so I am interested in how that's going to play out because, and I don't mean to totally derail this segment, but I was thinking about it. You know, guys who enter the portal are just like high school recruits in the sense that they cannot visit a campus unofficially or officially. They can pay on their own dime to go walk around, but you know, so they're not going to be able to go on visits and be courted by these coaching staffs and all that. And there used to be a dead period, so there really wasn't a ton of that anyway, but there was at least a little bit of time in the new year to do that. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is how many of these campuses are going to be remote only like Penn State until February, you know? So guys, it could be a pretty quick process, I think, just because guys can't go visit and everything's online anyway, so they're doing it from wherever they're at no matter what. So I'll just be curious to see how that impacts things this year.
Well, as long as we're derailing the segment, don't you also think with the transfer portals, unlike the high school seniors who may want that whole college experience and what the campus looks like and all, I just get the feeling that transfer portal, it's a business decision.
Right. It is all about not what league you're playing in, not what area of the country you're playing in. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's some parts to that decision, but ultimately it's about how can I get on the field and be showcased in a way that's going to get me to the NFL. That's really about it.
Exactly. The campus experience is not really part of that decision for many of these guys. All right, let's go next with Chad from Somerset. And he says, do you feel Olave from Ohio State being able to play in the national semifinals has to do with the Big Ten reducing the COVID sit-out period from 21 days to 17? I didn't have a problem with them changing, you know, the six games for the Big Ten title game rule, but this rule was all about player safety, and they're changing it at a pretty opportune time for Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, the Big Ten, man, I mean, you have Indiana's old athletic director, Fred Glass, who still is a pretty prominent voice in, you know, in college athletics and is somebody who's well-respected. He's saying that the good old boy Big Ten political system kept Indiana out of a better bowl game. You know, back before the season was reinstated, you had all corners of the conference sniping at the Big Ten offices and its administration, everything like that. And now you're changing every rule you can to benefit Ohio State, which, let's be honest, the only reason the season was reinstated was to get Ohio State to the playoffs. So I guess if you're going to be consistent in changing things to get one team a better spot or whatever, I mean, you might as well just follow through on it and go all the way to the finish line. But, I mean, Jim, I'm with you. The Big Ten has a lot to figure out this offseason. I mean, it could not have been a more disastrous start for new commissioner Kevin Warren. And to think that Jim, the name of the guy at Northwestern, who's Phillips, the AD there, who's now going to be the ACC commissioner, I mean, they could have had him, who knows the Big Ten very well, longtime Big Ten guy, very well respected. I understand why they went with Kevin Warren, but I'm telling you, I don't know how any college conference is ever going to be able to go outside of the college football world again to pick their commissioner, because it's just been a disaster. I mean, you're changing rules. You put rules in place that are far and beyond what any other conference has done. Now you want to change them because it makes sense to change them. And look, the stuff from the CDC and everybody else has said that, you know, that 21-day thing is too long. So I think we can all kind of agree that, you know, that probably should have been changed sooner. And the fact they changed it now is maybe more of an optics problem than anything else. Keep in mind, it's going to impact college basketball players in the conference, wrestlers, ice hockey players. So it's not just helping Ohio State. It just looks really bad optics-wise. But, yeah, I mean, the Big Ten has a lot to figure out, Jim. They've lost a lot of – there's a lot of, I think, trust issues between schools and the conference, coaches in the conference, athletic directors in the conference. I don't know how harmonious a relationship this conference has anymore. And it was always known for that and everything else. But I think a lot of mistakes have been made this year that have created a lot of tension and a lot of mistrust. And this is just another one of them. And look, I think if you polled the Big Ten coaches, man to man, and the athletic directors and that, I think that you would find that most of them probably don't have much of an issue with getting rid of the six-game rule. Probably don't have much of an issue with changing the sit-out period. They probably would all agree because they would want to be treated that way if they were in Ohio State shoes. But it goes without saying that everyone is going to now ask themselves, well, would we have received this consideration if we were in Ohio State shoes? You would like to think yes. The answer is probably maybe not as clear cut as it should be, but you know, Ohio State is the conference's most prominent team. It brings in the most money and the TV ratings and all that, and you know, it just kind of is what it is, I guess, because I do think that every team would be treated the same way if put in this position. But you know, ultimately we won't know that question until sometime down the road when it presents itself.
Here's the problem I have with it, Greg. Like you, I said about the coaches, I get the five-game thing and the 21-day thing now. It makes sense. But they changed it to benefit Ohio State. 2 or 3 months ago, when they were making these decisions, when we saw that 21-day thing, we said, what's with that? Nowhere else is that the case. It was ridiculous when they made the rule. When they made the schedule and put no buys in it, which they could have. They could have started a week or two earlier and had built-in buys to allow for makeup games. They didn't do that, and it came back to bite them. Requiring six games instead of five, that was foreseeable. So when they correct it and make it right, it just turns out Ohio State is the one that benefits. And yes, by the way, I do believe it wasn't just, gee, they're fixing the rule, but because it's Ohio State. Think back, remember early in the season when Nebraska had a game canceled and they wanted to go outside the conference and get a makeup game with somebody? They were not allowed. Let me ask you real quick, Greg, yes or no, if Ohio State were in that same situation, would they have been allowed to do it?
I don't think so, and I don't think they would have asked. I think that is the difference. I think Nebraska was so hell-bent on poking the Big Ten and trying to get games in and all that that they were going to do whatever it took to get to that point. I don't think Ohio State would have. I really don't. Now, maybe you could say that's because they knew that they would get preferable decisions made in their favor down the road, and you might be right about that, but I don't think Ohio State would have even went that far as to kind of step on the Big Ten in a way. So I don't know if that would have been a problem. But yeah, ultimately, again, the seeds of the mistrust have been planted. And like I said, it's going to be tough, I think, for the Big Ten to overcome some of this stuff moving forward.
I disagree. I think if Ohio State asked, they would have been given permission. And maybe that's the problem. As fans, we get this perception of the conference. All right. Next up is John in Rising Sun, Maryland. Jim and Greg, happy holidays. Thank you, John. The fans want a transfer quarterback. James Franklin has talked about using the transfer portal for defensive ends or defensive backs. I think they need to get a reliable wide receiver, especially if Dotson leaves. What do you think?
It couldn't hurt. I mean, I think Parker Washington and Keandre Smith-Lambert have both flashed, but there's been too much Isaac Lutz this year. No offense to him, but he was not brought in to play as much as he has this year. I know injuries have played a role in that, but, you know, development needs to be better. I wish, you know, I think one of Liam Clifford and the other receiver they signed this year, whose name, Harrison Wallace.
Lonnie White.
And Lonnie White. I think, yeah, of those three, I think one of those guys will be able to make an immediate impact. I guess I'll say this. You're never going to turn down help at that position, but I don't think it'll be a spot where they have to reach for someone. If it's a no-brainer, you take them. I don't think you take someone for depth or just to simply hope that they give you more than what you already have.
Okay, that is going to be it for Ask Greg. And I make that commitment I make every week, which is we will announce the winner at the beginning of quarter number four. Stick with us because I'm going to ask Greg the question next segment. What is next for Penn State Nittany Lion football? Stay tuned.
The 2021 basketball season is here, and to celebrate, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new players 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any featured matchup. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.